Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show that talks about relationships and the issues that can happen when trying to start one, trying to get out of one, or currently in one. We also talk about real issues that are going on between sexes and how to change it around. Are you trying to find Mr. or Mrs. Right and keep ending up with the loser? Are you trying to figure out why things keep going wrong? If you say yes, then you're at the right place. And Nothing But the Truth, we're going to give you truthful advice that will help you get the relationship you want to be in and maintain it.
Thank you, Miss Lisa. Thank you very much. I've got Mr. LaVon out here and Mr. AG. How are y'all guys doing tonight?
Doing fine, man.
What's up, good?
That's good. That's good. That's what I'm talking about. Everyone's doing good. Y'all having a good time as far as this week so far that just went by?
Oh, definitely. I'm just studying and preparing for a lot of things. You know, this is the period. For me, my essays are pretty much going to be my exams for my classes, so I'm getting those taken care of, really focusing on coursework. This is my busiest semester, but it'll be my last busy one since I'll be taking much easier classes from now on.
I hear you. What about you, Mr. AG?
Yeah, I've been taking it easy, just, you know, relaxing at the house this weekend. Kind of tired today. Just had a game of soccer with my friends, playing every Sunday, because I need to get my exercise going. So, yeah, but we're still here to do the show, so we're good to go.
Yeah. For me, I had to take it easy because I hurt myself at the gym. But I think I recovered so I can go get my ass back in there. I had to take like 3 or 4 days off to recuperate. But I was just busting it up. Well, I know something about this tea. I've been drinking some herbal tea, man. That shit is off the chain, man. That shit, I be drinking that before I go to work. And, man, it's just like I don't give a damn mode. It's just like everything's cool. So, I mean, I recommend this to all the people listening to the show. Get on that herbal tea. I thought that shit was whack when I first heard about it, but it ain't, man. That shit better than coffee. It gives you energy, makes you feel good, and it's natural. So if you're on some shit where people just piss you off, don't hit the alcohol bottle yet. Get you on that herbal tea. That shit is off the chain. I recommend yoga tea for the listeners out there. But let me go on. I'm talking off the wall here a little bit, but hey, it's life. But to let you know about the show, Nothing But The Truth is brought to you by Nothing But The Truth on iTunes. Subscribe to iTunes to get the latest episodes of Nothing But The Truth. Also, the number tonight for you to call us is 646-716-7911. We just recently got our shows on iTunes, and it's really pushing the show ahead of a lot of folks. So we have been doing our thing. A lot of people have been tuning in and still tuning in on why black men date outside of race, which is pretty good. We're going to have more shows like that to hit you up with. Also, you can join the MySpace page of Nothing But The Truth by going to www.myspace.com/nb_truth. We might be changing the time to 9:30. We don't know yet. We're just making sure to see how everyone's schedule is going because we're trying to get more people on the show, more guys to represent, to tell how the truth is, how we see it. Another thing, if you like to be on our show or you like to just make comments about the show, whether it's good or bad, hit us up at nb_truth@yahoo.com so you can let us know what you think about our show because it really helps us out as far as doing our shows and making them right. A lot of people told us about doing a show about black men date outside of race, and we did it. So if you have something that you want us to bring up light, we will talk about it. But before we even do anything, I like to tell people we have some news that we're going to do. We're starting to do the news. So for the people out there listening, we have the news. I used to have an NBC logo symbol, but oh well, tough titty, so they say. But the first thing that we'd like to talk about is the offensive Obama ad of the day. The latest one that just came out of Russia was a picture of a black guy with big ears at the White House. And right below at the bottom right-hand corner was a picture of a black man with some ice cream with a white woman, supposedly. And it says chocolate on the outside, vanilla in the inside. Now, this is coming from Russia. They just basically say the flag of the United States, they just totally messed up. They put rainbows in there. They put it on the state capitol, well, the capital of the United States, basically, and put the damn sign. I don't even know how the fucking flag is supposed to represent. No stars, no nothing. And they say the flavor of the wheat, black and white. So, I mean, they're basically trying to say the people from Russia saying, oh, we didn't know. It's just a joke. We're not trying to make anything come out or anything. And I sent this out to the guys ahead of time this week when I got a hold of it. Now, this ain't the first time this bullshit has went on. There's been some overseas bullshit that's been going on with the Germans releasing Obama fingers, recently fried chicken bearing a black man's name, and a Japanese company comparing Obama to a monkey in a bizarre cell phone ad. Now, some people say it's a misculture, it's a culture misunderstanding, but there ain't no misunderstanding to it when you obviously doing some bullshit like that. But what's y'all's thoughts about it, guys, since I sent it out to you ahead of time? What y'all think about this bullshit?
Well, personally, because I did a lot of research on other things, too, especially the infamous chimp picture that came out from Huffington Post that we all remember. And, oh, no, New York Post, excuse me. And the funny thing was the person naturally, everybody that was around was saying, oh, they were relating the whole stimulus issue to a ravaging monkey that had to be killed, and that's what the political comedy was actually supposed to represent. But the individual who drew the picture is actually somebody who's well known for doing things that deal with race in terms of stereotyping and whatnot, and so the reaction and the references were well too clear, knowing that kind of thing. And then I remember last year there were other pictures of much less unfortunate people. For instance, Condoleezza Rice had a picture drawn of her from people, I think it was in Israel, somebody in Israel drew a picture of her when she was talking about how the issues with Lebanon were the beginnings or the birth pains of a much larger war, the birth of a democratic state. And somebody actually drew a picture of her giving pregnant to a monkey. Exactly. This was exactly how they compared her statement. There were other issues with Obama. For instance, in Russia, it was Israel. In Israel, some political cartoonists had drawn a picture of Obama literally painting the White House black. Yeah. So this kind of stuff isn't something that's unknown to people. It's just that we like to shy away from it and pretend it doesn't exist when we do have issues going on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true right there. I believe what you're saying right there. What about you, AG? I believe I sent that one out to you, too, about the picture of Barack Obama and how some of these other countries are just trying to, you know what I'm saying, just trying to talk greasy, you know? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, well, my first thing would be to say that the people drawing all this making jokes of our government pretty much are in ignorance sense of mind. I don't know what they do exactly, how they do it with their phone or anything like that, but in America we are trying to open our minds to bigger solutions to the problems that we have, and we need to see not just one side of the coin when it comes down to electing people for government or anything at all. We don't have to look at races. We need to look at what they know, what their ideas are, so we can give them a chance to actually put those ideas to the test and see how it goes down.
Yes, you're right, man. You very right, man. I think a lot of people are not used to seeing something different. Some people are stuck in their old ways, which is a flaw to a lot of people because, I mean, they weren't saying all this mess when Bush was in office in foreign countries, and this man was telling them what to do. I mean, God, that in office now is doing the thing as far as Barack Obama's doing. I mean, he's not talking about let's go over there and dominate your country. He's like, let us get our stuff situated. And then this works out. Now, I'm not trying to sit here and say if you either with us or against us. A lot of people fail to understand that. I think a lot of people got a lot of hatred against people of different colors, whether they black, brown, whatnot. If they're not used to the old country club, you know, if it's not the country club, they're not going to be down with it. And these are the old folks. It's not the generation that we're living in because we grew up around each other. They're trying to place that on us, but they couldn't. But I think Mr. 910 is here. Mr. 910, how are you doing tonight?
Doing good.
I don't know if you was listening to us about the offensive ad that they sent out about Barack Obama. I sent it to you as well, too. What was your thoughts about it, if you remember that ad?
I just think people are being ignorant to the racial remarks, I think.
I think so, too. I just think, you know, they really need to stop that. Because you can't hate on him. He ain't did anything. He's not like, I'm going to your country. I'm going to take you out. And they fail to point that out, you know. But it's all gravy because have hate. Oh, it's gonna happen. They jealous that they don't. Go ahead and go to the next article because I know we've been talking about this for a second. The next one is about AIG. If you know AIG, which basically got in trouble for giving out all those bonuses. I know. Y'all heard about this. I know you heard about this company being an asshole. And the thing is now, what people don't understand, that Chris Dodd is now caught up in the midst of it. Now, I know Mr. LeBlanc asked me why Mr. HD or Mr. Long Zero is going to be like, why? The reason why is that he signs it off, basically. He signed off for it. American International Group, that's who we're talking about, folks. Not no rapper named AIG, okay? Talking about a real live company. It writes off insurances, policies, and stuff for a lot of people around the world, not just America. But he supposedly wrote it off, and he claimed he don't remember that. And I'm not trying to go, because he's a Democrat. I mean, this goes for everyone. Both sides are at fault right here, because these people were being paid off. Now, from what the article is saying, the public outrage has floated over $165 million worth in bonuses given out by insurance giant at a time when the company is being bailed out by the taxpayers' money. Now, I don't know about y'all, but y'all need to get the dick out your throat and wake up here, because with this right here, this is real news. You're paying for someone to have a vacation and a blowjob in Tahiti. I mean, the whole thing is that there's no excuse that you don't remember. You didn't sign off for it. It's a setup. It's not a setup. You signed the damn thing. You head of the committee. He's head of it. Chris Dodd runs this committee. So what's y'all thought about this bullshit that I've told you so far? Mr. LeBron, I start with.
Goes back to an important issue that's been recurring in a lot of talks on how to handle the economy in the future. I remember Alan Greenspan, who's a well-noted economist, talked about the need to nationalize the banking industry in some areas and make sure that the government is actually, in many ways, supervising the way our money is spent and where it goes. Because when we have people that can do these kinds of things to take advantage of other people's money, taxpayers' money, we get into risk of having another recession like the one we've had now, the one we're experiencing now, because it's not over yet. It's a very important thing that we make sure that we keep the government regulating these issues. We need to have a lot more government activity when it comes to it and not so much privatized business as it has been before, because it's allowed for a lot of very unfortunate and illegal transactions that have resulted in disastrous consequences for the housing industry. All kinds of businesses now are suffering from the things these people have done and are pretty much being rewarded for doing right now by getting those huge bonuses. They ought to be lucky they still have a fucking job right now.
Yeah.
To be real with you. Yeah, the banks need to be nationalized, at least on a regular basis, not completely controlled, but there needs to come a time when banks aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing and the government steps in and says, hey, we're going to get you together and you're going to do it the right way, and then let them run when they come up with a good report card.
Well, now, before I even jump to AP, let's point out, people, that Chris Dodd was running for president. Is running for the Democratic leader to be the main man to run for president. And a lot of people say that he should have been concentrating on his duties as a banking committee chairman. And a lot of people now say that this dude's now worried about getting his seat taken out of the Senate. So with that said, I'm going to pass the mic to Mr. AG and see what he says about this.
Yeah, just like Mr. LeBron said, I mean, we need to have all of these transactions supervised to make sure that they're not going, you know, the wrong way or going to the exact same hands to the people that put us in this place or had a big part of putting us on the place that we are right now as far as our economy goes. And I believe the government needs to be more straight up and say, okay, we're going to do this way because this is how we're going to solve the issue or the problem that we have right now and really, really take control of their spendings, regulating everything, making sure that everything's going where it's supposed to go, so we won't end up, you know, getting worse and worse by the day because of all of this nonsense of spending lots of money, not knowing where it's going, and the same people that, you know, are putting us in this place is getting it as a reward of, you know, putting us in the chat hole, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. They putting our asses in the damn hole, and it's bullshit. Now, Mr. 910, what's your thoughts? Mr. 910.
Hello?
I said, what are your thoughts about that Chris Dodd signing off for these $165 million in bonuses to a company that is claiming that they need a bailout, but they got bonuses now? What do you think about that nonsense?
I think it's stupid. If I was there, I'd be taking that money to help the economy, help the people out of losing their jobs and stuff, to get it to other business, you know, who don't really need anything like that. Those people out here, you know, losing jobs, getting laid off. The economy just getting worse and worse day by day.
Yep. That is. That's true, man. And, you know, this ain't the first time. There's going to be some other companies right there. There's going to be some other companies doing some more nonsense like this. So it's not over. It's just the beginning. So let's go to another news article that I had here. Republican governors refuse bailout money for their states. I know this is kind of old because it came out like last month. But basically from what it's saying, the governors of Louisiana, Mississippi, and South Carolina are refusing to accept the stimulus money. We all know this is not about the money. It's about running for president in 2012. What would be interesting if someone in each state would start a recall petition of the governors based on if they were elected, would they accept the stimulus money. They could also use the people in their state that are not stepping stones for presidential run. You know, it seems to some people basically that the governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, the governor of South Carolina, Mr. Sanford, and governor of Mississippi, Cuomo, they all digging in their asses, put it like that. Why would you not take the money that you've been paying for to turn around and fix your states? Now, you notice these states are all in the South right now. And as you know, the South is not doing so great with the economy. Jobs are being shipped. The whole nation is in some deep shit. But the South used to be on textiles. Some people don't know that, but this was a textile place with cotton mills and stuff like that, textile making bras and panties, things of that sort. And now they're saying they don't need it. But you know that money was supposed to be used from what Barack Obama says to help people that's on unemployment, people that have benefits that's unemployed, that help out as far as creating jobs or saving jobs. But the thing is about these governors, they're doing this stuff in spite to try to make themselves look good, but they're hurting their own people that they're supposed to be in office for. But the thing is, what are your thoughts, Mr. LeVon, and your thoughts, AG, and Mr. 910, starting with Mr. LeVon?
I think what we keep forgetting to remember is that when it comes to the whole issue of bailout and the stimulus plan and whatnot, that we're looking at two parties with fundamentally different aspects on how we should go about things, whether when it comes to economy or other issues, especially the economy. And for Republicans, what we're asking for is something they probably would never accept because it would be more so like a survival of the fittest thing. It's like let the best businesses survive and let the worst ones fall under. It's all about for them seeing the best get through rather than trying to hold up the people who seem to be weak or suffering in the current economic system. But this is a system that was messed up by a Republican, so it's all due responsibility. And it was kind of funny, too, because a lot of people tried to criticize Obama's stimulus plan, and actual economists who, matter of fact, one of them who won a Nobel Prize for his work, Paul Krugman, has even suggested that the amount of money that Obama has actually put into the stimulus plan, while it is a significant amount that will contribute somewhat, actually really isn't enough to do the amount that he actually expects, that Obama, that is, actually expects to get done with this recession that we're dealing with here. And another thing, too, McCain's policies, his tax cuts that everybody loves would have cost $3 trillion. That's $3 trillion of taxpayers' money. So when it comes to it, there's no way this wasn't a good idea, much better than anybody else's idea, and nobody's been offering any aside from the ones that obviously have failed before.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, man. I'm telling you, man. They could come, because that's the thing. They won't come up with nothing else like Barack Obama saying, well, let's do this bailout, and this is the reason why. And they said, no, let's not do that. Okay, what do you have better to offer? And they shut up. Yeah, that's the thing I don't deal with them. I mean, you got to be on drugs to be a Republican, in my opinion, because the whole thing with them is just like, well, if you're rich, you're okay. But these other people, which the masses are right now, people losing their jobs left and right, so like you don't count. And that's not part of what being American, you know, in my opinion. That's not what it's about. Supposed to be united. United States of America. No, shit. What's your thoughts, Mr. AG?
Yeah, I don't have much to say about that because everything pretty much was said. But the only thing that I would say is that we have a lot of people criticizing Obama for his ideas and what he's doing right now. But just stop and think about it. Everybody's asking for solutions. He's giving them out. Or if he's not right away giving them out, he's asking and telling other people, okay, this is what I got. You know, what can you help me out with? You know, what's your ideas? Nobody says anything or nobody has anything better to say, any better ideas to give. And so when he decides, okay, my idea is better, let's do this, he's still being bombarded with all of this criticism, and I mean, he's doing what he's being asked for, you know, give solutions, do this, and he's doing what he said he was going to do, try to help the country out, but you know, he's not getting a lot of support, but I mean, the man is doing what he said he was going to do, and there might not be the best ideas, but it's going to help along the way.
I believe so, too. I believe so. I think that's all we have for the news. I was going to talk about another thing, but I know we must go on with the show. Now, for viewers out there, listeners, the chat room is up and running. The number is 646-716-7911. We're about to get into the main gist of the show, but before we do, I'm going to hit you off with some playback, player music, you know. Now, with the people out there who's dealing with someone that's giving them problems, I have a message, a public announcement to give to you for that person that's giving you a hard time.
Cut that bitch off!
Okay. Now we may continue with the show. So
hold on. We have a caller, I think. I don't know if they're just listening or calling in.
I know who that person is. Before we even let them go into it, we're going to go ahead and get some music on real quick so we can get everything set up. So call her on the other end. Stay on there. We're about to set you up with some good stuff here and educate you on something with some real knowledge as far as what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa. Shout it,
people of this generation to actually recognize the issues that are going on and not sound like they're preaching to some people on the street on a soapbox, you know. I don't want it to come across as those above the influence commercials where they try too hard to say the exact same message over and over and over again. We as individuals have to recognize it within ourselves, and we don't need to be actors who are paid tons of money doing that, you know. Especially in this generation, we've got people who spend hours and hours on MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, but God knows everybody's on YouTube, though, so you can't really put that one in there. I mean, there's so much stuff to watch, but at the same time, what are they doing half the time? They're sitting around watching people getting their asses beat up or getting hurt in, like, really crazy ways. Y'all ever seen those videos? I know y'all have. Father, one that about the guy who tries to do the backflip and lands on his, like, head or something when he's in the gym, that kind of stuff. We're sitting around watching that. That's our entertainment. We're not getting our education, not motivating ourselves to go out and be independent individuals, you know? Not, in, how do you say, not motivating ourselves to move on out and be leaders, be people who stand out and aren't commodities in this generation, this situation that we're dealing with, especially with the economy. People want to hide in the dark and talk about shit all the time, but they don't ever want to actively face their problems. We don't want to act mature anymore. We want everybody to save us or something.
Exactly, for real. Now, Mr. AG, what is your thought?
Yeah, but definitely the youth of today is getting dumber and dumber. They really, really need to wake up. I don't know what we need to do. Somebody needs to do something, because the way things are, we really need to look into ourselves and say, okay, what am I doing right now that's going to help me in the future to make a living? To look up and say, I'm doing good, you know, I have all of this, I've done all of this, and with my own hands, and I'm working hard for it. So, you know, things like that. We need to really, really see ourselves in the future and say, okay, what am I going to be doing after, I don't know, 3, 4 years, 5 years from now? What am I doing right now that's not helping me get to where I want? But a lot of people is not doing that. It's, they're living their lives in that day that they're living and doing stupid shit. Just watching stupid shows on TV, like it was said, spending a lot of time on MySpace, YouTube, and all these places where if you're spending too much time on that, you could be spending your time better by reading something and educating yourself to know how to deal with, you know, stuff or problems that you're going through.
I agree with you on that. And let's ask the caller 704, what does he think about the youth being stupid by the minute, or by the hour to be exact? Mr. 704, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you think about the youth just getting dumber and dumber by the hour?
Yeah, they get crazy out here about the owl. People getting killed and stuff.
Okay.
But the youth need to come together and work on getting these crimes cut down and stuff.
Okay, I agree with you on that. Let me bring in Mr. 910. Mr. 910, are you available now?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what do you think about the dumbing down of the youth by the hour?
I agree with what Mr. LeVon said earlier. So all the youth, you know, today we got the technology, computers, PlayStation, you know, all this MySpace stuff. The only thing they might focus on youth, like on the computers, you know, the new technology stuff. And then I worry about what's going on in the world with their life, because it's keeping their mind occupied, keeping them distracted from what's the important things in life, you know. And, you know, most of the time, you know, they don't know nothing. A lot of them drop out of school. Like, you know, I see my little cousins, all they do is love video games all day instead of putting their heads and stuff in books and stuff like that, you know, find out the truth, reading books, you know, studying. All they worry about is games. It's like their mind is occupied, getting taken, like getting distracted by stuff. It's getting distracted from what's going on in the real world.
I hear them talking and talking, in my opinion, from what my thoughts are. I see these people talking, don't know what they're talking about, ain't picked up a book, not even looked it up online as far as trying to find knowledge. But I'd be wanting to say something like this. This is what I say to them.
Shut your goddamn ass up!
That's what I really much say to them, because the whole thing is that, like Mr. 910 said, all if everyone was sitting down talking to us tonight saying, is that the youth are getting distracted. They're getting distracted, and we all young. Let's not get it twisted. All of us young, all of us are in our 20s. It's just that we are aware of what we see. It's like we see what's happening. If you take this route in life, this is where you end up later on. We see the road ahead of us. It's not that hard. We're not gifted. We're not specially talented, blessed with a divine gift or anything. We just have common sense. Now, common sense seems like it's a rare commodity with the youth these days. It's because a lot of people have been falling for peer pressure. A lot of people are sitting here holding their fingers, playing games all night, all day, not washing their asses, not getting out, seeing what's going on with life. And a lot of folks out there seeing that, hey, I'm a loser, and they might not even start anything. A lot of people got loser mentality. You got a lot of girls out here who quit by just having babies, and they try to use that as an excuse, say, well, basically, I would have did something with my life if I didn't have that baby. I see a lot of guys out here saying, I wish I could have did this, I could have did that. But they took the easy route, wanted to hang out with the boys, sling some dope, go up in some girls, hit it up, things of that sort, where they could have been concentrated on their real skills. A lot of folks out here are thinking, where did it come from? I'll tell you where it came from. I think, and part of the reason is the government and the media. That's one of my theories. And let me break it down to you guys, and y'all can pick at it or just tell me what you think. One of the theories with the government is that the government do not want to have anything as far as what happened in the 60s, as you remember. You know, there was a lot of protests. I talked about that on one of my shows about the media and the influence of the media. A lot of people do not want that to happen ever again, where they have to protest. Government don't know what's going on, how they're going to take this down. So what they have did purposely is allow media to throw all these side distractions, all these little different things that you see out here in life as far as the gifts, the items, the gadgets that you get. You see the new iPhone, you see all these new things, the new cars, this and that. Not saying that there wasn't new stuff back in the day, but a lot of people didn't have a computer at home. A lot of people didn't have satellite back then. I don't think satellite was like that. They just had a basic six channels. So basic six channels, you didn't stay on and watch all six channels. You got up and went out. Saw what was out there. A lot of people were trying to stay home and be brainwashed by what they see on TV. A lot of people are being stereotyped based off of that. A lot of people are saying, well, it's cool to be a skank or be a guy who have five kids and stuff because it's on TV. Well, the media comes in is as they're the vehicle for it. Government says this, and the media is doing what they're saying, in my honest opinion. They're influencing. Because back then, I'm going to tell you something. Back then, when we were all kids or not even born yet, really, the government was getting serious about what was coming on TV. They were scared because people, proud parents, were saying, hey, we shouldn't have shows that were violent, even fictional. You know, it's fictional, like Nightmare on Elm Street's fictional, Monsters was fictional, Tales from the Dark Side. They really target shows like that that was on a broadcasting station like Fox and saying, this is too violent. We shouldn't have this going on. We shouldn't have this and that. Our kids are going to be influenced by it. So they say, fine, let's scrapple. But now you see all these girls plotting to have babies today. You see a lot of people quitting, being losers. not because someone told them ahead of time. It's that they just see it and they say, ain't no point of motivating myself to be better than what I am. But now you don't see the same people back in the 80s during Reagan's time saying, hey, we need to get these things off the air. Because there's a lot of scandalous shit going on. Flavor of Love, I was talking to Mr. LeVon, where you see all these girls degrade themselves to have sex with this dude, the love of Ray J. What's it called, Mr. LeVon? Bad Girls Club?
Yeah, Bad Girls Club.
We can count more shows. We have to put all our fingers together with a whole group that's listening to the show. And you still have shows with some negative aspects to it. And you don't see, it doesn't have nothing compared to what they had back in the 80s as far as they're saying, well, violence is bad and this and that. And like Mr. LeVon said, you got the cops, you got DEA, all this violence looking at it. Why do we have to keep looking? Why don't y'all jump in like you did back in the 80s when this thing was really PG? Now it's like triple X what we're seeing on TV. It's on public broadcasting stations. And like I said, the media is letting some of it, not all of it, it's part of it. So I got another theory, so I just want the guys to chime in on it and tell me what you think about those first two people that I pointed out, the government and the media.
Okay, well, I guess I'll start it off. Actually, this theory, the theory you gave is actually very popular. It was featured on an interesting documentary that was talking about the way that the current entertainment industry and the way it's broadcast throughout television and the media seems to be a way of the government being able to desensitize people to political issues that are going on in the environment, both in the country and outside of the country. So that's definitely something that has been touted numerous times. I think in many ways the system of culture in America is one that is unfortunately become a very wasteful and spendthrift culture, and we are in many ways in this next generation paying for the results of this from the past generations. A lot of the people of our generation now are definitely feeling uninspired to do anything aside from getting a job, laying somebody and getting some babies, you know, the basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like being put on a boat with no paddle going down a waterfall. It's a double bind. The people before can blame us and say we're sexually explicit. We indulge in violence that ironically was touted by the people before us, older than us. Mm-hmm. So it's a mutual experience here. It's like we have to take responsibility and start recognizing that we unconsciously are participating in things that are destroying our social lives, and at the same time be able to criticize those who continue to allow it to happen, you know?
Yeah.
Let me stop preaching. I want to hear somebody else.
Go ahead, Mr. AG. What you think about those two theories about the government and the media firing to work together to create this?
Well, basically, I'm going to go as far as saying that, you know, the media is trying to get the attention away from the real problem sometimes. Because if you look at your channels that you have on your package for Dish or whatever you have, the channels that you're actually going to see something that's going to help you out, like the news channels and stuff like that, is just a few. And the rest of them, the thousands of other channels that you have, is pure bullshit, pure, I don't know how to put it, but, I mean, you're going to see a lot of crap that you don't need, a lot of crap that, you know, you should be avoiding sometimes. And I'm not saying that, you know, I don't watch some stupid shows sometimes, because I do, I need to pass my time or whatever, but, you know, I don't take that as that being my life, and I only need to watch the next episode because it's going to be cool or whatever. Because I do have better things to do than watching a stupid show. But anyways, I really believe that the media is always trying to take our attention off of very important issues.
Yeah, you're right. Right, I'm going to explain more into that, why they doing it as well, too, as far as I'm already say they want to not have a riot go off. But I'm really going to tell you the main reason. But I want to jump to Mr. 704, caller 704, what are your thoughts about that? Do you agree with it? Do you disagree with it? What? Tell us what you think.
Yeah, I agree with it. With everything you said, I agree with it.
And tell me what in your thoughts about it. I mean, I know you agree on it, but why did you agree on it as far as?
Because the media, they be trying to switch stuff around and stuff. They need to step up and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I think about it.
Okay. All right. Let me get Mr. 910. Mr. 910, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. What do you think about that?
About the government and media, what they're showing and stuff? I think it's the reason. I think it's the reason behind everything. I think it's just trying to brainwash us, the youth, everybody, what they see on TV. You know, with the, I know sometimes when young people see stuff on TV, like with the stuff dealing with the sick, all the reality shows and stuff, like it's a chain of picture, like for instance, one of my friends, how they see black people on TV, all showing like selling drugs, thugs, killing people, and stuff like that. And when they moved to America, they thought it was really like that with the black people. They used to be scared. But they're scared of me when they first saw them. They're like, no. I said, where y'all get this stuff from? They're talking about, we see this on TV, what they show us on TV. And so I said, see, that's the media betraying, you know, just brainwashing and stuff about certain people and stuff like that. And, you know, I think the government, all this, and they're trying to brainwash us, think this way. So I said, it's the reason behind everything, they're trying to brainwash us.
Yeah. Now, with him saying that right there, that's part of the reason right there. If I can control what you watch, I can probably basically control what you consume as well.
It's how they kind of take you, take over. Like,
yeah, but it's easy to control you if you're dumb, basically. You're at Star Wars. I know a lot of people know about Star Wars and the Jedi mind trick. Well, it only works on stupid people, basically. If you're really not aware of stuff, you can be easily manipulated. As far as the youth is being really, really manipulated. A lot of people are not setting themselves straight. They're sitting here becoming stuck on dumb stuff. A lot of folks are sitting here and saying, well, you know what I want to do? I want to suck that dude's dick tonight. Okay. Why? I don't know. It seems cool enough. I mean, are you in love with him? No, not really. I just want to in his mouth and stuff, you know? So, another guy said, I want to trick off. He can be doing.
Hello? Yeah, we're not up here anymore.
Okay. Like I was saying,
everyone can call back in. Someone's trying to get me for it. Okay, guys, I see you. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here now. Yeah, that was really underhanded. I don't know how in the world. This is funny how Blog Talk always messes up at just the right key moments. I love how they do that.
So that or someone that we're talking about really are listening to our show, so that's a clear example right there. I won't let Mr. LeBron control the boardroom as I have to go through my secondary methods here. So, folks, Mr. LeBron's in control of the switchboards. He'll allow whoever to call in or whatnot. But, again, the number is 646-716-7911. And like I was saying before about the show, as far as the youth being concerned, I think the government uses this to control the masses. A lot of people don't realize that, but they really do use that tool to control you. Especially the youth, because the youth can be easily manipulated. They're being manipulated from ground one up. Because you know what? Back in the day, parents didn't have, you have to learn life. Now it's not like that now. It's like you're out there.
Yeah.
But the kids in general, they're going through this issue. They're really, really getting shocked. The whole thing is that if you are with the program, as far as being programmed, you can be easily manipulated. The ones that are not, the ones that would rather stand out than to be part of this mind control game, as far as the youth being dumbed down by the hour, that they have been programmed. The ones that have been dumbed down, basically been told that these people are weird, you should pick at them, make them want to kill themselves, things of that sort. But, I mean, it's all fair and good because you know who it is and who's not there, you know. Who's on some stuff as far as making themselves better, who's on some BS on what they see on TV. Because you see a lot of people emulating their stars on TV real bad. What's your thoughts, guys?
Well, I try to stay away from the government conspiracy thing, so that's your forte. But I do think the government does hold some responsibility for some of the things that do get put up here. But at the same time, it also is at a state level as well, because each state also is in control of certain things and allows and prevents certain things from getting, transmitted. The average American, according to a Nielsen survey, watches more than 4 hours of television a day, 4 hours a day. And depending on the channel that you're watching, that can be tons of shit, you know? It can be anything. It could be a bunch of wasteless reality television shows, or it could be porn, or it could just be really deranged and derogatory music. And I'll leave the genre to anybody listening to this session right now. And it's funny too, because some of the best stuff, really good and educational programs, are usually on sponsored channels and stuff, where people pledge and put in money for those channels and whatnot. And it's a shame that those are dying out now because of the way things are going. They're still going strong in some areas, but the way the economy is, definitely not going to look good. My mom just got one of those little digital TV things, those little converter boxes, and they are really shoddy. Sometimes they work, and then sometimes they're just horrible. I mean, really horrible. So I don't know what in the world the government's trying to do there by getting rid of analog and switching strictly to digital with a system like that. It's definitely bound and easy to go to the wrong side, if you know what I mean. Somebody could become a computer terrorist or cyber terrorist or whatever the hell you call them things and hack into the system and really mess us up, you know?
Okay. Mr. AG, what's your thoughts about it?
Well, apart from everything that we've been telling, we've been saying and everything, it really comes down as well to every person's choices. put it that way, because you can choose not to watch a show. You can choose to change the channel to something that's going to benefit you, like the news channel. Hell, even Discovery. Discovery Channel will help you out a lot. We really need to look at ourselves as well. Because as the government and the entertainment business is doing all of this, we also have the power to say, okay, I'm not gonna watch this. I'm not gonna let them brainwash me and see what they want me to see. You know what I mean? So we really have to control everything, but we're letting them control us.
Yeah, true.
Hello? Oh, I can't really hear you. You're starting to break up, son.
I say, do we have Mr. 704 in the control room?
Yeah. He's yep. muted right now. Hold on. I put him on.
Okay. Let me know when he's on.
He's on now.
Okay. Mr. 704, what are your thoughts about that?
I think the government need to step up. He ain't trying to do nothing. He ain't trying to do his job, basically. That's what I think.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. But my thing is this. I'm glad you brought up the thing. I know some people say, you know, they're not conspiracy theorists. And I'm not trying to come off as a conspiracy theorist. It's just the thing is, why is the government so concerned about you getting a damn digital box when they should be concerned about greater matters?
Well, it's definitely about money and profit.
I mean, the whole thing about the government is that, how about the government is supposed to be for the people, but for the youth, I don't know. I mean, it's apparently when I say this, you know, all of us are not going to get Social Security. We're not going to get it. Let's just face the fact right here. That shit was supposed to be there for everyone, but we're not going to get it. They're now kicking our asses, basically saying, you better start saving now. And a lot of youth are being manipulated by credit card companies. That's another entity. By saying, you know, I know all y'all saw this. If y'all was on college campuses or y'all saw this on TV or whatnot, hey, come by the Domino's Pizza, and you get a free pizza if you sign this credit card application. You get a free shirt, too. A lot of that happened when I was on A&T's campus. A lot of mess like that as far as manipulating teams. They didn't educate the team as far as spending money correctly, because there's a lot of debt that's going on, as you notice, folks. We're in a recession. We're in a big-ass motherfucking recession. And this recession is going to be here for quite a while. But the thing is, we need to start teaching the youth about the value of money as far as knowing how to use it. A lot of people think, well, I get money, I can do anything I want. But you got to use money as a tool as far as for your retirement. I'm not saying money's going to make you happy, because you need to find other things that's intangible that make you happy. But as far as you buying some shoes compared to buying your food, and now you're looking for a meal, you got some issues. I saw people where I work at that basically has sacrificed, you know, because we have clients and stuff, sacrifice everything for a damn phone. So I got to have my phone. I'd rather not eat for a whole week. I'm like, hold on now. I don't understand that. You rather have your phone than not to eat? Like, are you waiting for a business? Oh, no, you went for a company to call you for a job, and that was like, no, I just like talking on the phone. That's some issues, and these girls were like 20 years old telling me this stuff. And they look at me like I'm crazy when I say I wouldn't do that. They say, well, you're not me, you blah, blah, blah. I know I'm not you, because I'd be smacking myself in the face if I was you. My whole thing is this, guys. Look. If you're going to be smart about it, don't get those girls pregnant. So, I mean,
wow.
Because,
okay.
I mean, I'm scared. I'm scared.
I got what you said. I got what you said, man.
I'm scared. I'm scared for our generation. It's because we're going to be the ones bashing each other in the head because this person got this and did what was right, and this person screwed around with their life. Now they want to take hatred against us when we didn't do nothing to them. Now you have people hate on us. You have people hate on us before. We have people sit here and wonder about what's next. What are we supposed to do if we're supposed to be the generation that's supposed to be enlightened? Because this generation now, all generations have everything at their resources. So why are we so damn dumb? You have the internet. You have library. You have the iPhone. You have all these innovations out here, all these great innovations out here, but we still got some dumbass motherfuckers out here.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is that there's not been placed a greater influence as far as education, real education. I ain't talking about that textbook bullshit that some people regurgitate. Stuff to make you do critical thinking, as what Mr. LeVon would say, or what AG would say, critical thinking. There's no more really. You have to go to a specific class for critical thinking. I know I was talking to some of my friends from Africa, and they were saying, why do y'all not take philosophy in high school and middle school? I said, they don't teach philosophy in North Carolina like that. You know, philosophy will make you start thinking about stuff as far as critical thinking goes. They don't want you to critical think. Some people out here rather keep you dumb because you're easy to be controlled as being dumb, basically. And I ain't saying this based off government. This just with anyone. Someone can outsmart you to make you buy something that you really don't want. Well, makes you think you have a chance against that shit if you just sit there and don't do nothing. You know?
Oh, definitely. And I think that's something important that we should definitely get at. One of the issues that I'm definitely noticing, and I keep using definitely, I don't know how many definitely goddamn too many times, is the continuing dependence of ourselves upon nothing. We keep criticizing the government, and that's my main issue when I talk about that. We want to say the government this, the government that, but we forget the government is a system that was constructed through Congress, through Parliament, through the Constitution, and it has people in it. Therefore, if we become a lot more politically active, if we pay a lot more attention to what's going on, if we actually invest ourselves in these fields that we're so critical of, we can actually come to a much more positive result. And that's what a lot of people keep missing. They want to talk about our government being so communist, or being this, being that, having all these faults and these issues, saying that we're going to try and control the world or some other nonsense, or Obama's the Antichrist. You know, the usual bit. And we're forgetting that we're people who elect other people. We don't elect robots here. If we become a lot more politically active, if we start representing ourselves and our own opinions, our own beliefs, and some people, they'll say, well, hey, that's not really my field. Of course, it might not be your cup of tea, but if you're really interested in what's going on in your life, and if you're going to be one complaining about the president or any other political structure, you need to actually have the fucking common sense to be able to comment on in the first place. It's like coming to a Spanish class and not even speaking Spanish but having a degree in French. It's not going to work out. You actually need to have some kind of clout or preparation. And you need to be read up.
You got
and
that,
that's
damn.
Another thing. I know, and that's another thing too, especially when it comes to being an authority in this stuff. It's like, how can you decipher who an authority is, considering the ways that authorities have been constructed in the past, especially in the case of women. I mean, women were excluded from being authorities in many occasions. We look at the Enlightenment period as a pure example. You don't ever hear about a female individual who was doing something important during that time. At the same time, you don't hear about African Americans, and we love to hear those God Bless America speeches, but we never hear about Native Americans either. There's so many things, and we need to really revisit these issues and approach them with a very, how could you say, candid sense of genuine, frankness or honesty.
Yeah.
Because if we don't do that, then we're going to miss out. We're going to keep going on over and over about the government being messed up, how it's really communist to be an American, and not really know what the hell a communist or a socialist is at that. I mean, how many people have said Obama's a socialist and can't even really describe what a socialist is or who invented socialism in the first place? And this goes back to a very old philosophical tradition, in fact, not simply to Marx, for those idiots out there.
Yep.
You know, we have to have this knowledge. We have to, in many ways, instruct ourselves and not stop limiting ourselves to the bullshit that we get fed in high school and sometimes in college as well, considering the bias. We have to be very careful of the bias that's being presented and the way that things are taught to us. How do we know this is true? How do we know that's false, you know? We have to constantly re-question things, but at the same time, we have to have some kind of measure of trust and in the end realize that while the system isn't perfect, we are in part still responsible for our own decisions. That's how I see it when it comes to this. If we want to see something improve, we have to be more responsible and say, hey, we're going to work on this and stop waiting on somebody else to work on it for us.
I know that because mom and dad ain't going to be here forever. That's what my mom and dad told me. You ain't going to be here forever, so you need to start holding on and locking in. And with the dumbing of the youth, it's like they're thinking, well, mom and dad can take care of me. And Mr. AG, remember when we used to work together, a lot of people come in there and say, well, my mom and dad got this, so I have it. No, they have it. Something happens, and you don't know how to do what they do to keep what they got. Your kids are not going to have nothing. You're going to be screwed because you have lack of knowledge, lack of training to maintain what your parents have did before you. You don't understand the fundamentals as far as being a responsible adult. That's one thing that a lot of folks miss out on are in our age group. But, AG, what do you think?
Yeah, most definitely. I'll repeat what I said before and what was just said a few minutes ago while Mr. LaVon was talking. We do have to take some responsibility for what's going on as well, because we do criticize our government. We do criticize the entertainment business. But we also need to realize, like I said before, we have the choice to make if we're going to be brainwashed for what we're watching on TV, on the news, and what's going on around us. We really need to see everything, think for a moment, and, you know, decide, what am I going to do to make this better? What am I going to do to make this work for me? Because even though things are bad, you need to find a way to make things work for you, one way or another, because if you don't think about doing anything, you're going to be in a lot of trouble, and you don't want to go back crying to your mama, you know what I'm saying, to your parents, be like, oh, I can do this, I can do that, because it's not like that anymore. We're young adults, and we need to step it up. We need to learn how to live life. Nobody said it was going to be an easy road. So, gotta prepare ourselves for anything. And in all reality, you don't have to be an expert on every single topic that we're talking about. You just need to learn on what's going on in your life and learn how to solve problems on certain issues. And for that, you have the internet, you have books. Books will tell you how to do anything these days. So, I mean, you've got ways to prepare yourself for anything pretty much. It's just that we don't take the time to do anything about it. We prefer to watch videos, music videos, which that's what we take as our learning process. We learn from music videos. I want to be a gangster. I want to wear the shoes. I want to dress like him and do all this while not doing anything for ourselves.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. We learn from the youth. Well, we're not, but the youth are learning from the videos. They thinking that's how real life goes, and they being misled. But the people that I feel sorry for are the ones that's been spoiled. My mama took me off her titties. Well, she never put me on her titties before, you know, like that when I was a baby. You know, I had to do my own shit, basically. But you got a lot of people that's spoiled. They're still sucking on their titties, mom, and they're our age, and they're thinking, well, I can live off mom and stuff and be all right. But what happens if mama die? What happens if daddy die? What's the whole aspect of that? Do you have a game plan? You got to have a game plan in life, everything you do. I don't care if it's just to lose a couple of pounds, to your education, to training in the military. You got to have a game plan in life. But is Mr. 910 still with us? I didn't talk to him.
No, he's not with us right now.
His phone must have fell in the toilet or something. But Mr. 704, is he still with us?
Yeah, he's...
Okay, 704, what do you think about what we're saying as far as bettering yourself, making yourself a better person?
I think people, like you said, they need to start depending on their mama. Their mama can't even help them when they get grown. She'd be ready to kick them out.
Anything else?
No, that's all right now.
Okay. Okay, how many minutes do we got left, Mr. LeVon?
Let's see here. Got about 13 minutes.
13 minutes. We're going to make 13 wonderful minutes of real knowledge here. One thing that people out there, the youth, our generation can do is to start seeking out self-knowledge, as what Mr. LeVon said. Go to the library. I know people say, I don't want to go to the library. That's boring. Some things that are good for you is not always going to be fun for you. That's what they taught me in school as far as getting my education. I didn't want to take accounting, but I ended up getting my degree. So some things that are going to benefit you are not going to always be fun. Life is not always about having fun. You have to make a sacrifice, whether if you want to live a wild life and not even taking responsibility and get burned by it, or to start taking on responsibility and willing to take sacrifices, personal sacrifices, as far as I can't make it to the park because I got to go to work, or I need to help out my family, rather than hanging out with Ray Ray and Wino or whoever or whatnot. You got to make sacrifices. The youth, we really don't have a lot of people that's willing to make sacrifices, because they feel like it's cutting off an arm and leg. We got to get off that nonsense, because you're going to be making sacrifices whether you have a child, whether you have cut setbacks in life. So if you live in a fast life, and I know someone like this, they live the fast life, they were stripping, prostituting, everything. Only thing they got to show for is a pot belly, no job, a screwed up family, nowhere to go, always crying, complaining. Now, you had a chance when you was in college to make things right, but you felt like, well, that wasn't for me. I hate when people say, you know, school wasn't for me. No, you made it not for you because you didn't want to take the time and do what you're supposed to do at school. You got to sit there and get your education. Education is probably the number one key, because if you got education, you got knowledge, you're going to be able to open up doors. You're going to have new doors and opportunities. That's what my father always told me. So get your education, first of all. Then on top of that, go out there and understand yourself. Understand where you came from. As far as black people, we got to sit back and understand as far as where did we come from? What part of Africa did we come from as far as our slave descendants go? Because we don't know. We don't know. How can we set something up if we don't know where we came from? Everyone needs to know where they came from. Understand your background. Understand what it is, because if you realize where you came from nothing, you can see, well, I don't want to go back to that route. I saw how that route was, so let me reroute myself. And some people are ashamed to look in the past, but the truth hurts sometimes, and you got to face it. One thing that I also recommend to people is to stop falling for what you see on TV all the time. Stop falling for what your friends sit there and tell you. Go out there again and be able to hold your ground. Stop letting people down saying you'll never make it.
let that be your inspiration when people doubt you. Because when people doubt you, they don't know you. Unless you continuously let them set you for failure. Do not let people tell you what you cannot do because they're not God, in my opinion. And you know this is a fact, too, as well. You do not let people down you down and let you fail. You need to hold your ground, be responsible, take hold of your life. As the youth, as the generation, the 21st century here, as we're in the earliest 21st century, we need to realize that mom and dad's not going to be here. Mom and dad's not going to live here forever. God forbid, you know, things happen, but like they say, all things guaranteed is taxes and death, basically. So the whole thing is that we need to start saving. We need to understand the value of money as far as the concept goes. That way you can save for a rainy day. I'm not trying to make this a money-making show. This is not no mad money. I'm just thinking, in my honest opinion, that if you're going to be out there and you're going to be living on your own, you want this to happen, you're going to have to start right away. There's no, let's wait tomorrow, let's wait next month. Do this today. Have daily goals in your life. Don't sit there and say, well, next 6 months I'm going to do this. Have that broke down either by day or week by week. That way when you start seeing what you have to do, I mean have goals, I mean write those things down. What you got to do is what you need to have completed before you can proceed to the next step. What's your thoughts, Mr. LeVon, about expectations for the youth?
Well, definitely. I think we need to see these expectations realistically, given the situation we're in. But like I said before, don't make victims of yourself. People in far worse positions go through so many things, and yet at the same time, they manage to succeed. And, of course, this is chance. Not everybody makes it through. But the point is, just because somebody else didn't make it through doesn't mean that you won't make it through. We all have to, in the end, like I said before, take accountability of ourselves and use what we have, our resources, and America has many, many resources, and actually take advantage of them and move forward with our lives. All right? And another thing, too, when it comes to the whole concept, you know, dumbing down to the youth and what we need to do with ourselves, we need to realize something else, too. Actually doing something that benefits you, that really helps encourage you and allows you to move forward in your life is not and should never be viewed as a sacrifice. Let's say, for instance, growing up and getting a job. To a kid, that sounds like something horrible because they won't be able to run around and play all the time. But when you're an adult, you come with new understandings, new responsibilities, and new roles that you play in your life. And having a job, having a good education, having something, having benefits, having a house, you know, having a stable income, having a stable background, those things are influential in you being able to survive and continue on in society. So when it comes to getting a good education, we shouldn't see it as something that's, like, moronic. Just like going to college, I get sick of people who come to college and look at it like it's a party fest or something out of a scene from Animal House. It's not. It's like a job, except you're working there to pay, and you're paying people to work there, you know? That's how it is at college. You're paying people to study hard and be able to move forward and actually get a good job that you actually might not be worth in the future because of the economy that's going on right now. But, hey, it's better than not having any sense of, how could you say, reputation, any qualifications in the first place. You have to work hard. And entertainment is a big thing, too. Nobody's going to sit there and down you because you love watching this shit every now and then, you know? Hell, I love to watch it, too, but there's a fine line between realizing that what you see on TV is purely fantasy and what you experience in real life is what you need to focus on and actually build your goals toward. I mean, we see these guys that are coming out with this, what, one song a while back, was it Pop Champagne? They're popping champagne in the recession. You see all that, all those bottles of wine, liquor, whatever the hell it was, being wasted, hundreds of dollars of it. And we pretty much are being thrown in the fantasy world like Monopoly. You get all this fake money, all this fake opportunity, all these chances that don't really exist yet. No, no, you need to make those real in this world. You need to do something for yourself. Of course, you can have fun, but realize that having fun is not what being an adult is all about in America. No, It's about actually being able to do something, pursue your goals, and achieve your dreams. But you got to work for those dreams, especially if they're really big. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mr. AG, what you think?
Yeah, basically, like we've been saying all night, we really, really need to look at ourselves, look where we are, think where we want to be, want it bad that we want to be there. Because if you just said that you want to be there, do this, be this person, but you just say it and not do anything about it, you're never going to get there. You're going to be worse than you are right now, and it's going to be sad in the future for yourself, for your family. Let's say if you get a family with you. We're not saying don't watch TV, don't entertain yourself and work hard every single day. We're telling you, okay, there's a time for everything. There's a time for everything. And these days, we don't really have the time to be waste, you know what I'm saying? We cannot waste our time anymore as we could before. I mean, we never could waste that much time, but today it's really hard to find the time to do good things to for ourselves, so we really need to learn how to manage our time so we can have entertainment, our education, and to achieve the goals that we're pursuing every single day of our life. So we're not saying, you know, don't get entertained and be a bored person for the rest of your life. Like I said before, there's time for everything, and there are entertainment that can help you out on achieving the goals that you have as well. Not stupid entertainment like the freaking shows that we see on men TV sometimes.
Yeah, you're right. Now, for our guest that's calling in, what's your thoughts, Mr. 704? I know you got some deep-hearted thoughts here.
About what?
About as far as what do you think of the expectations from now on, what do you think that the youth need to start working on and improving?
We need to start working on trying to get the education and stay out of the streets, because the streets ain't good for them.
Yeah, you're right about the streets ain't good. Things come out at night, they bump. The whole thing about the TV, like AG and Mr. LeVon was saying too, don't let TV control your lives. TV's going to be basically for either your news, your weather, you know, information purposes, and entertainment, but don't let the entertainment be the only thing. Because I hate to see that I'm having an intelligent conversation with Mr. LeVon and AG, and we could talk about something that's going on in the news, but then you go maybe no more than 100 feet, and you say the same thing. They said, man, I don't know nothing about no news or blah, blah, blah. But I saw Flavor Flav this week, or I saw the best week ever. Got to have intelligent conversation, because that can be a thing where an employer is going to be like, this person does look at different avenues for life as well, too. They're not just stuck on a channel for entertainment purposes. But to the people out there listening, our show's about to come to a conclusion here for tonight, but I'd like to thank you for the show. I'd like to give out the information again, because the website is www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_true. And you can go to iTunes and subscribe to iTunes, seriously. It's nothing but the truth. You'll see us with the woman and man holding each other's hands or in the shadow together. Also, on top of that, you can email us anytime at nb_truth@yahoo.com. I'd like to thank everyone again for listening to the show. A lot of people listening to the show, a lot of people are shy. They just want to listen to some deep knowledge, because we come with deep knowledge. We got young brothers out here, brown, black, all of us, white, everyone. People are picking up on what we're saying. We really are delivering the truth. And we're going to come back next week with another episode. But till then, I thank you for listening. And go ahead, Mr. LeVon, and play one of those songs for us to end us out for tonight. Any song.
For a while, to love was all we could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes we're alive. Deep inside, we knew our love was true. For a while, we paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last.